He is the son of our Pandit. He is the son of our Panditji. Panditji, our Panditji is sick. That's why his son has come. We honor him, respect him, and he has felt the sense of forming parikram, so I offer him this donation. In the beginning, and then he considered himself to be a scholar now and become a pure devotee. And after some days, when he reaches the difficult portions of bhajan, then his bhakti becomes a little weak. Then he decides. Resolve, take some resolutions and dissolve those resolutions. Then he thinks, Nam Sankirtan is the topmost in bhakti, and Shravan Kirtan also has been described. If I will do everything, Atmanirbhar, Shravan Kirtan, like Bali Maharaj did, I should also do three things then. That Arjun is superior. Sometimes he thinks Shravan is superior. Like this, sometimes he decides something, he resolves something, sometimes he dissolves his own resolution. Krishna Sangra. Now, his battle with the material things. jivas are always absorbed and enjoying the material sense objects. For such people, even though they perform Harinam, still their chanting is not pure. For such people to attain Bhagavan, it's very difficult. That which has been kept in the west, a person going in the east cannot attain it. He goes far away from it. Means if he goes in the wrong direction. Similarly, Vishaya is on one side and Bhagavan is in the, like if material things are west, then Bhagavan is east. You will have to take except one of the other two. Then you think. Then you think that my bhajan is being destroyed. It is creating obstacles, so I will leave all the material sense objects. And although he rejects everything material, but still, because he is weak, he has unearthed, still he is forced to enjoy all these material objects. That is why it is described. He enjoys the material sense objects, but still he is lamenting that, oh, with hatred he has a force to enjoy all these things. And then he battles with the material sense objects. First he enjoys, and then he battles. Sometimes he loses, sometimes he defeats the material objects. Sometimes he becomes renounced, sometimes he is forced to enjoy all these material facilities. That father who has become renounced from the karma, and he considers all these things as obstacles, troublesome, and he knows that all the desires of the material world externally it seems very wonderful, but actually it is only cause of obstacles, trouble. He knows all this, but still he cannot free himself from. Mother, father, they know. I know. Mother, father know. Parents know. Our grandfather also know that although they enjoyed the married life, but still they are forcing their son or daughter to get married. They cannot. Free themselves from these clutches. Those who get married, they also know that nobody has become happy in this world who is married, but still he gets married. He knows that to enjoy the material sense object is troublesome, but still he enjoys all these things. And it looks like as if somebody is forcing them. So these are the results of karma, which makes one enjoy or use these material facilities. What is appropriate for such a person? If he has some material sense objects, let him enjoy, use them. But he should consider in his heart, he should have limitation in his heart. It is not, it is troublesome. Thinking like this, he criticizing all these sense objects, you should consider it unfortunate. And If you take the association of the saintly person, and if you decide, resolve that I will not follow this path, the determination, I will not marry, whatever. I will marry with firm determination if he or she decides. Or if, suppose, the marriage has taken place. He leaves everything, family, wife, sons, daughters. Duty is to maintain a wife or the sons. They belong to the Lord. Let him take care. If you are renounced, then he also becomes free from all karma. He is not bound by any karma now. With this understanding, the only duty of a person in human form of life to perform bhajan is to follow this path. And those two shlokas, what we discussed earlier, Srila Vishwanathar in Sarada Darshini Tika, Srila Vishwanathar Thakur is describing, the essence of all this is that the beginning stages of a person's characteristic who has started his bhajan is being described in this. Although he knows the forms, but still he is not, doesn't have the strength to reject all these material sense objects. He laments in his heart. In his mind he resolves. May my attachment be removed from this world or not. May there be millions of obstacles on the path of my bhajan. May I have to go to hell because of apradh, offenses. But I will never leave bhakti in whatever condition I may be in, whatever happens. With this such firm determination, if he is resolving, then he can perform bhakti. What should he think in the mind? That these material sense objects, they are cause of anartha. They are unfavorable to obtaining bhakti. Maharaj-ji also left everything. All the people who were there, earlier kings also, they also left when they were around 50 years and they went to the forest of performing bhajan. Although they use material facilities, but they are also lamenting. Similarly, further, Vishasanga translation.
We heard the Sahamani where the Sahaki ended his devotion by taking shelter of the feet of Gurudev, taking Krishna. Then after one of the days of Bhagavati, I became a pure devotee. But then, upon not being able to understand the deeper subtleties concerning Bhakti, he becomes depressed and his bhajan becomes flattened. Then comes the next stage. Yudhikala. Sometimes you can understand, should I be married or should I be sannyasi? There is a mind that's oscillating between acceptance and rejection. This also goes with the lens of devotion. Sometimes he performs non-sankirtan when he hears the glory of non-sankirtan. But then when he hears the glory of Sravanatya Bhakti, hearing that he becomes a Brahmana, but when he hears the glory of Atmanavedam, like Bhavi Maharaj, and he takes up that, then he hears Asa, and he performs that, his mind is not steady. Then comes Vishaya Sangara. Fighting with the desire to enjoy material, the object of material enjoyment. The jiva has come to this world and is covered by the mind and six senses. Therefore, to control the mind and six senses and to absorb it in the service of Bhagavan is very, very difficult. After you achieve an object, which is a need, when you are walking towards the way, after you achieve Bhagavan, when you have engaged yourself in sense enjoyment, they are completely opposite. They are diametrically opposed. In such a stage, the devotee knows, all by engaging in material enjoyment, my ability to perform bhajan will be destroyed. So again and again, he tries to overcome material enjoyment, but he fails. Thus, by force, he is engaged in material enjoyment. Therefore, he enjoys objects of sense enjoyment, but meanwhile, according to the verse of the Srimad Bhagavatam, the death of Shraddha, even while enjoying his objects of material enjoyment, he detests himself. He criticizes himself. Thus, while enjoying, he knows these sense enjoyments are the objects of the extensive journals will cause unlimited suffering for me, but still he is forced to enjoy them. That's why I'm enjoying them to feel amazing deeply for each fallen condition. That sometimes he defeats the objects of enjoyment, sometimes he is defeated by them. Satsasara is attached to the process of karma, and he has shraddha, or faith in the process of devotion. He knows perfectly well that material enjoyment keeps unhappiness, suffering, and misery. He knows that material enjoyment appears like happiness, but in the end it appears like poison. But still, he is forced to engage in after-session enjoyment. Even though he knows, my mother, even though the mother and father know, by marrying, I should not be happy. And even though they could understand that their parents by marrying would not be happy either, still they force their own children to marry. And even though they notice themselves, they marry themselves. Thus, you know, this is actually the fruit of my, this is the result of my fruit activity. Thus, while enjoying the artistic attention, he criticizes the resulting past karma and criticizes the enjoying propensity. He thinks, I am most unfortunate that I am engaged in these activities. Such a person who knows this, they will take a vow, I will never marry. And those who marry, they will have no attachment. They remember the verse that Sri Krishna spoke to Arjuna. Sarvadharmam kritaja malikam saranam bhajaram. Then even if one mother family will never marry, and one who is married will give up all attachment and understand that the one and only duty in the human form of life is to render devotional service to Sri Krishna. In his commentary, in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in his birth, Sri Krishna Chakrati Thakur describes this stage of devotion. He knows that this material enjoyment is cause of suffering, but he cannot renounce it. Thus, he criticizes himself and detests himself. That night, within his mind, he makes a very firm promise. If my attachment is increasing or decreasing, if my offenses will take me to hell or not, if I experience millions of obstacles or not, Doesn't matter what happens, I will never leave the presence of devotional service. One who thinks like that, that person can enter into the kingdom of Bhakti. Thus, within his mind, the sadhak understands these material desires are unanswered or unwanted things. They are unfavorable for the body. So if you remember that previously many sadhus like Bhagavad and other rishis, as well as ordinary persons, they completely left material life at the age of 50 and engaged in bhajan.
Nie mogę się ma.
Nie
mogę się ma. No, wysadek. After progressing a bit, after his greed for performing bhajan increases manifold, Samayi Gantarala, Vishaya Sangra, after crossing all these stages, then his greed to perform bhajan increases. Then, he determines from that day that I will perform Harinam every day 1 lakh. And all the holy places, Navadip Dham, Vrindavan Dham, all the Vaishnavas and Dham, I will perform Dandavas to them every day. And I will not take possession of the materialistic person. I will absorb all the time in Vaishnava Seva. But he doesn't have the capacity. That's why he's not able to do it. For some days, although he decides, but still sometimes he is not able to perform. Sometimes he has to go somewhere. Sometimes his head is paining, his body is disturbing him. So that's why he laments because of all these conditions. The difference between Vishaya Sangra and Niyamakshama, that in he has not the capacity of rejecting the material sense objects in Vishaya Sangra. But in Niyamakshama, he doesn't have the strength to perform spiritual limbs of bhakti. He is able to leave the material sense objects, but he is not very capable of performing the limbs of bhakti. And in the end, Karangramini, when he is entering Bhajan, he is even able to speak Harikatha very beautifully. He knows all the Padavalis and Kirtans he is singing, especially when he has progressed in Bhajan a bit. The Ruchi, the taste comes to him. Then, that time, the people who hear him, or people hear his Harikatha, hear his Kirtan, they become attracted to him and fasted. And they honor him a lot, respect, show him respect, and also provide him so many material facilities for eating, wearing, clothes, other facilities. Then, this is called Tarangarangi. Just as the waves in a river, and in this bhakti, this wave arises. If somebody becomes absorbed, drowned in this enjoyment of these material facilities, then he can fall down. This is a very difficult stage. After a lot of effort, he progressed a bit. Now women would start approaching him. People would approach him. Fruits, flowers, clothes, cars, homes, money, everything. Like, we also are getting so many things, but we do not use it ourselves. We are very careful. We offer everything to Guru Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas, to Vaishnavas or to Bhagavan, we offer everything to them. give it away.
What is
needed urgently, that we accept, otherwise, suppose somebody is not able to tolerate this honor and respect. I've seen so many people fall down in this stage. After progressing in bhajan, they progress to this stage and then they became so attracted to the females that they left sannyas and again became dress. It is not dress. Vantashi, the eater of his own vomit. So, you should be careful. The ladies also should be careful and the males also should be careful. In this manner, you should perform bhajan. Translation.
From the fourth stage, Nima Shama, it is difficult to follow rules of devotion. In this fourth stage, Sada has already crossed the previous three stages, which are by Gajanana and Sankara. He has crossed those previous three stages and now comes to Nima Shama. What is the fourth stage?
Fifth.
He develops on three equal bhajan. He has crossed the previous stages and now he needs to make some shows on himself. Today, from the day I held my hand, I will be pronounced the whole bhajan to all the holy nama, my very own holy Grandada and Navarika. I will always engage in bhajan seva. I will stay away from the children. I will not discharge the benefits. But what happens? Some disease comes, some headache, some important work comes, and they are very possible. And he cannot finish his promise. There is a difference between his desire samvara and near asama that he is. There is a stage of desire samvara fighting with the general desire. He cannot give up the material enjoyment. But it's the same with the Nimashara. He can give up the material enjoyment if they cannot completely follow the prescribed rules and regulations. Therefore, the last stage, Sarangara means, in this stage, he develops some taste for the cultivation of the limits of bhakti. He begins to speak Hajjakar very nicely. He can sing, play with Ganga, the Lord's practice. That time, many people become attracted to him. Oh, Maharaj, you are so nice speaking, you speak so well. Sometimes we can offer him many types of food, drink, and clothing. And then he begins to enjoy these things, thinking this is bhakti. The fact that this is not bhakti is like waves on the top of the river. Just like the river is there, but some waves are there, the waves are not in the river. In the same way, the last Buddha Pratishtha, the name, fame, wealth, and worship that comes with bhakti is not with bhakti. And what happens? The sadhak is used of all these things for his own enjoyment. Especially women will become attracted. Women will become attracted for their freedom of office from the beginning. That time, what should we do? Because I've seen so many hundreds and hundreds more from this stage. Because instead of taking those things and offering them to Haripada Vaishnava, he begins to enjoy these things. Even when he's saying that sannyasi, they enjoy these things and they fall from sannyasi to become rehasi. Thus they become vantasi. For one would be his own one. Therefore, Buddha says, always try to be like Buddha. Always take these things, and that much which is necessary, understanding the prasad, bhavavan, what should be in the proper manner, and what is extra, or you know, everything I should be offered to my new life.
All the names of the devotees were registered, where
one announcement for those who carry money with them, valuables. There are keys, yeah, in Vrindavan, there are keys, we know that. So sometimes they come in our sangha and they take your money or other valuables. It can happen at any moment, it can happen. So don't take friendship with another person. If you see anyone unknown or suspicious, report them. Everyone that has the keys alongside is still there. We just want to warn you, we need very, very careful with that.
और सभी अपना अपना सामान गाड़ी में उठा है, जो कि यहाँ पीछे हम लौट के नहीं आएंगे, गोवर्धन से ही यात्रा समाप्त होगी, अतः सभी का अपना अपना सामान है। आपका तो बोले
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama.